I don't want to waste any time. Let's get right to it. He is a jungle legend. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He is author of Bringing Down the House, The Accidental Billionaires, The 37th Parallel, and Wooly, to name just a few. His books have a combined printing of more than 4 million copies. His newest book, Bitcoin Billionaires, A True Story of Genius, Betrayal, and Redemption, is out right now. It's absolutely murdering it. It's killing it. He makes a return visit to the show already. I'm talking about Ben Mezrich. Ben, what's up? How are you?
Hey, thanks so much for having me back.
Ben, it is very rare that I have a guest back this quickly, but so much has happened in the world of Bitcoin since you and I last spoke last month. First of all, what's the month been like for you, and what has the response to the book been?
I mean, it's been completely crazy. I don't know, Jim. I went on your show with Bitcoin Billionaires, and Bitcoin has gone up so much since then that I like to take credit for it, and you should too.
No, you should.
It's crazy. I mean, the world of Bitcoin has changed because Facebook suddenly launched their own or is announced their own cryptocurrency. The book has been just an incredible ride for me. It's been an incredible amount of press, and Bitcoin has exploded, you know, just in the past month. So it's been nuts. I've you know, I always try to guess when I'm writing a book about what's going to happen, but this was just a very odd coincidence that everything exploded right when the book came out.
Ben Mezrich joining us. Ben, it's been an amazing thing to watch, knowing you and knowing the book itself. Again, Ben, for people who are still trying to wrap their heads around it, because people still don't know, what exactly is Bitcoin or cryptocurrency?
So Bitcoin is digital money. It's money that you can send to someone like you send a text or an email. So I could send to you or to anybody Bitcoin instantly the same way I would send a text. So there's nobody in between. There's no authority. There's no bank. There's no government. It was originally founded by people with these libertarian, anarchistic ideals that it was completely free, and then it ended up being used a lot by drug dealers and criminals because it was untraceable. But now it's this whole new world where Bitcoin is becoming more and more part of the mainstream, and people look at it now like gold. It's scarce. There's only 21 million Bitcoins in existence, or will ever be in existence. So it's limited supply, so the price is only based on the demand. So it's a way of money. It's pretty crazy.
It's wild. Ben Mezrich joining us. In terms of the ride itself, when you started to write Bitcoin Billionaires, Bitcoin was valued at about $4,000. When you and I, Ben, spoke on May 22nd, Bitcoin was in the 7,000s. Yesterday, it went right by 13,000, but then dropped roughly 1,000 in a matter of minutes. So it really has been a wild ride. And then something else happened. You touched on this in the last month, the announcement that Facebook wants to get into the currency game. You had referenced this before, but they did announce Libra. Before we get into the nuances of Libra, how insane is it that the twins launch a product called Gemini, and then Mark Zuckerberg comes out with Libra? I mean, there's no way that's a coincidence, right?
No. Mark Zuckerberg is the ultimate internet troll. It's completely insane. The Winklevoss twins, who are his mortal enemies, dive into Bitcoin. They make billions on Bitcoin, and then they launch something called Gemini and a Gemini dollar. And then suddenly, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg launch Libra, which is a Libra dollar. And I actually ended Bitcoin Billionaires. The last chapter of it is Mark Zuckerberg contemplating launching a cryptocurrency. And I wrote this a year ago, and I had him doing this out of personal reasons, that he has this personal animosity towards the twins. He sees them thriving in this new economy, and he needs to get in. Now, obviously, there's more to it than that, but it's kind of wild that I picked this correctly. And I really do believe there's this personal psychodrama going on. And that's what Bitcoin Billionaires is about. Mark Zuckerberg can't leave it alone. And that gets into who he is. You know, back in college, he was a computer hacker. He hacked into all of the computers at Harvard, made a website where you could vote on who the hottest girl at Harvard was. That was what he did before launching Facebook. He was known as a computer hacker. So it's not surprising to me that he won't let this go and that he would do something that really does seem trollish.
Ben Mezrich joining us. He is the author of Bitcoin Billionaires. You want to get this book if you have not already. It's amazing. Now, you also, Ben, recently wrote a piece on Facebook and Libra, and you opened it with this quote. Quote, yeah, so if you ever need info about anyone at Harvard, just ask. I have over 4,000 emails, pictures, addresses, SMS. People just submitted it. I don't know why. They trust me, dumb bleeps, end quote. For those who do not know, who is that from and what's to say about that person?
I mean, listen, yeah, it's nuts. You know, that's an actual instant message that Mark Zuckerberg sent In college. This came out later during all of the depositions. It was actually not in the trial with the Winklevoss twins, but it came out later. But yeah, he thinks all of us are stupid for putting all of our data on Facebook. That was in his own words. And yet we continue to do it, and Facebook grows and grows and grows. So all the issues that Facebook is having, you know, is something that was foretold, you know, in the social network. But essentially, Zuckerberg, in his own words, basically thinks that we're all stupid for using Facebook.
So, Ben, like, for instance, what would you say to somebody who might say, yeah, but you know what, though, Ben, that was a long, long time ago. That was just Zuckerberg bragging about how successful he is. He's a different guy now. If somebody came at you with that, what would you say?
Well, listen, it's fair to say that he's changed a lot since he was 19. We all did stupid things when we were 19. But you look at Facebook's problems today, and all of the issues that we have with it, and you know, the fears we have around, you know, abuse of our data, of selling our data, of using it for weird political things, and you start to look back at who Zuckerberg is, and you wonder if this is something that, you know, has changed all that much. Listen, I don't want to, you know, trash on him too much. I really do think he's done an amazing thing, creating something that we all use. This is our lives now. We're all online, and that's partially because of him. But, you know, deep down, I think he thinks about privacy differently than we do. And we should all be a little scared of him launching a form of money that eventually we're all going to use.
That's what I was going to say next. Ben Mesrick joining us. His book is called Bitcoin Billionaires. It's out right now. I was going to ask that very question. I mean, leaving aside, Ben, the questions of how users without banks would be able to buy Libras, given what Zuckerberg has said and done as it relates to privacy, how much would you trust him when it comes to creating a currency?
I mean, it's terrifying, you know, but there's also positives to it. Everyone and their mother is suddenly going to have an electronic wallet. Everyone is going to get comfortable with the idea of using digital money. You know, we're all already comfortable, but right now we use things that use banks, like PayPal or Venmo. This is something slightly different in that there is no bank involved. In Facebook's, in Libra's case, it's going to be Facebook involved, but supposedly they're not going to have control over it, but they will be able to glean your data from it. Suddenly their tentacles will be in everything we pay for. So the amount of data that comes from the information from your bank account, it far surpasses the pictures and the things you put on Facebook right now. They're going to know what you buy, when you buy it, so it's a little scary. But at the same time, I fully admit we're all going to use it. Every one of us is going to buy something using Libra because it's going to be so simple. You're going to go on Facebook, you're going to see something, you're going to click a button, and you're going to have bought it, and no bank is going to be involved. And you're essentially going to be able to go to the store and buy Libra dollars the same way you would buy like an Amazon gift card. That's how you'll put cash into it without having a bank. So it's going to be really interesting. Everyone's going to use it, no matter what we say about it. But it's going to be completely unregulated. As you know, it's going to be something that these people like Zuckerberg and these other tech billionaires have access to the information from.
We're talking to Ben Mesrick. He is the author of Bitcoin Billionaires. You know, in part, Ben, you also just answered part of my next question. But leaving aside Libra for a moment, how radical is cryptocurrency?
Cryptocurrency is one of the biggest changes that we're going to see, you know, via technology in a long time. I mean, Facebook was a massive sea change in the way we lived our lives. We now live almost entirely on the internet. And cryptocurrency is the money of the future. It's not controlled by any particular government. It's not controlled by any particular bank. The idea is I can send you money instantly and there's nobody between us. And I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, we're living in a world where we use our phones for everything. We're going to be paying for everything with our phones. No one's going to carry around wallets with cash in them anymore when everything is really simple and really online. And that's the future we're moving towards. And Bitcoin, in my opinion, is different in a lot of ways because Bitcoin really and truly doesn't have anyone in between it. There's no authority. There's no Facebook. If I send you a Bitcoin, nobody can get in between that transaction, and it's all guaranteed by math and science. So it's not something you have to trust. You don't have to trust Zuckerberg. But Libra is really going to change the game because it's massive. It's going to be immediately everywhere. And it's borderless. It's not just the United States. It's tied to everybody. So everyone everywhere, you can send $1 to someone in the middle of Africa instantly. And that's not possible before cryptocurrencies.
Ben Mesrick is joining us right now. Once again, that book is called Bitcoin Billionaires. Now, Ben, when you sat in studio a few weeks back, you said to me, do you have any Bitcoin? I said, no. And by the way, I do now, Ben, thanks to you. Well, not thanks to you, but when I asked you if you had some, you said, I don't. And I said, why not? And you said, look, it's still really speculative. It's risky. It could go right down to zero. There is risk involved. We know this. Everybody should know that. What are the kinds of things then, Ben, that you want to see before you feel like some of that risk is going to be diminished and it might become more stable?
Well, a couple of things going on. Number one, there are big whales like the Winklevoss twins who own enormous amounts of Bitcoin. So you're seeing these incredible, you know, peaks and valleys. In a single day, Bitcoin can go down $1,000 because one guy sells 5,000 Bitcoin. You know, the volume is still controlled to some extent by these giant whales who have billions of dollars in this currency. Remember, these guys bought it at $7 a coin. So for them, you know, it hits $10,000. They got to be thinking about selling a little bit, right? And so it's nerve-wracking in that respect. Secondly, I think it has to decide what it is. Is it currency that we use to buy something, or is it a store of value like gold or a stock that you buy to invest your money? Because the reality is, I'm not going to use Bitcoin to buy a pack of gum if tomorrow Bitcoin is going to go up by 10%. I mean, that would be crazy, right? So right now, you buy Bitcoin to hold it. The hodlers, they're called, the people who hold on to Bitcoin forever, because people like the Winklevoss twins believe the price of Bitcoin is going to go to $250,000 a coin. So they believe we're really in the infancy of Bitcoin. So, you know, it's not a bad thing to buy. You just have to be willing to take the risk. And not if you stare at the price of Bitcoin, as I'm sure a lot of people are doing right now, it's going to drive you insane. And it always goes back to that story of the guy. The first Bitcoin transaction was a guy who bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. So at the time, it was worth nothing. And now those two pizzas are worth $1 billion.
Holy crap.
This guy, he's going to be found hanging in his bathroom. You know, how do you look at something like that and not be affected by it? So if you're watching the price volatility every day, it can drive you insane.
Ben Mesrick, my guest. Do the Winklevi, Ben, I mean, frankly, do they think that it's going to go to 250 gur, or does it behoove them to say things like that?
No, they are true believers. These are guys who bought in at $7 and held it to $20,000. And are holding it, you know, at 10,000, at 13,000, or whatever it's at 11,000 today. They're holding it because they truly believe it's gold. And gold is a multi-trillion dollar market. And Bitcoin is still a multi-billion dollar market. And so the idea is there's an awful lot of room to grow. And, you know, it's wild when you think about it. When Bitcoin started, it was so illegitimate. Everyone said, this is not real. Everyone said, this is a scam. This is a tulip bubble. This is crazy. Suddenly, Facebook is launching a cryptocurrency. So the legitimacy of cryptocurrencies, that has changed dramatically. It's now something that everyone agrees is part of our future. So the question becomes, does Bitcoin have a place in a world with Libra? I think it does as a form of gold. Why would you buy gold when you can buy Bitcoin? Gold is something that we don't know the amount of it is. I mean, tomorrow we could find an asteroid full of gold. We can change the amount of gold there is instantly, right? But Bitcoin is set at 21 million, and gold isn't useful. It's not like we put gold in jewelry because it's useful. It's shiny. That's all that gold has going for it. So the reality is, why would you choose gold over Bitcoin?
He is a jungle legend, and now you know why. He is a New York Times bestselling author. He has written a number of books, brilliant books, but this is really something. It's Bitcoin Billionaires, The True Story of Genius, Betrayal, and Redemption. The book is out right now. Again, it is killing it. Ben, I'm really happy for you. I couldn't be more proud of you. I love, Ben, from me to you as a friend, I love how enthusiastic you are, how hard you're hitting this. You're not approaching this like, I did my book tour, I'm done, I'm going to go sit on a beach. Man, I know you are grinding. You are working really hard. You're having a great time, aren't you?
I am. You know, I love when I tell a story, I want as many people in the world to see it as possible, because I really think these stories are important and fun and exciting. This is the origins of something that's going to change all of our lives. And I think that, you know, it's my job to get my story out there. So I really love doing it. And I love all the people who read it and tell me that they love it. And I think that that's just, it's literature is important. Stories are important. But they've got to be exciting and thrilling and life-changing. And I think that, you know, that's my goal every time I go out there. So I'll be pushing Bitcoin Billionaires until everyone's read it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for you, Ben. Also, you want to find Ben on Twitter. Ben is great on social. He's great on Twitter. He'll respond to you, clones. Find Ben Mesrick on Twitter and let him know what you think about the interview and the book. Ben, great to have you back. It's been an amazing ride, and I know you and I will get together again soon. Thanks so much, Ben.
Yeah, congrats. I'm always going to break my stories with you, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Ben, you're the best. Thank you very much, Ben. Congrats. I love that about Ben, too. Ben is a brilliant guy. I mean, he's a genius. And he's done so well, and he's had so much success. And I love that Ben always will come to us first with his projects, because he had such a great reaction from the clones early in his career and never forgot it.